So we put up a post that said, you know, we want to hear from you, all our fans. And we got one reply. We got a bunch of likes on the post. A
lot of likes.
But only one reply.
But every now and then, someone breaks through the cracks. And in this case, we found our ultimate fan who left a comment on a picture we posted about calling into the show. Rob's checked out, but you're checked in. Tell us your name, will you?
Oh my gosh, you guys, I went to yoga.
I thought you were going to say I went to Yale, and I was going to say I had no idea.
Let me know if I'm I don't go to yoga, right? I've been to like two or three yoga classes in my life.
I want to watch that from the corner.
Sounds gangly.
So gangly.
This one I went to the other day, it was the most out of tune, out of pitch. Like, it was just the worst ohm.
Oh, everyone's ohm was bad.
Oh, my God.
It was like an ohm, my God.
It was like, I was like trying to gauge on like 60 to 75, maybe 85% of these people are tone deaf. Can we just do an ohm for this episode?
We can do an ohm. And that's how we lost all of our listeners.
Hello, motherfucker.
All your days are belong to us.
What do you think?
I like turtles.
Whoa, that's so intense.
Is this real life?
This is a meme. I did not make this meme.
As you see, as a wife.
Just a rainbow.
This is bullshit. What is this?
Kick me outside. How about that?
No!
It's a crack.
Memes in the Morning podcast. I'm Jesse Jamboree.
I'm drinking coffee. My name's Matthew, baby.
My name's Robert.
Shout out to Steve Irwin. You're a god, and I'm glad you got a Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
How much did that cost, by the way?
His life, bro. I think about him every day, pretty much right when I wake up.
Sure. Well, you're part reptile.
Half cold blooded, at least.
Yeah.
Let's just crank it on. Hit it.
Hello?
Brianne. Is this Brianne?
Yeah, this is.
Is this our number one fan?
100%, yeah.
That sounded very sarcastic.
Only fan. We're coming in hot.
I don't know about that.
Top tier fan.
No, I can confirm it because all the rest are bots that I bought.
You're actually the only person who replied to that post that we made about calling in.
For real?
We got a ton of likes on the post, but no one fucking slid into those DMs like our only fan and probably only person besides my mom who's listened to this podcast.
Shout out, Miss Meeker.
I have not told my mom about
it. It's tough
this.
To get moms or dads to listen to podcasts. There's like an app involved.
But, Brianne, you've listened to this podcast before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've listened to every single episode. When I listen to sad songs or music when I'm driving, I cry. So that's why I listen to podcasts. Keep me from crying while I'm driving.
Wow.
Well, so I would have thought that ours would have made you cry, but
I hope not.
Yeah, I thought she was gonna like roast us and say that we were
it's so bad
that we
she
make
cries.
Her cry.
Well, you don't want to have tears in your eyes when you're driving a car because you'll probably crash into something.
Yeah, because your vision is distorted with water molecules.
Distorted.
But you so. Tell us about, what's your favorite episode, Brianne? Tell us about your favorite episode.
I want to hear your favorite meme.
Just talk about memes.
No, talk about your favorite episode. Talk about us.
I like the one where you guys were in, was it like an Uber or a taxi, and you were talking to that guy, and all the memes were going straight over his head, and he was like, you guys would like wait for him to laugh, and he'd be like,
"Whoa!
Oh, I get it now." And it was really fun. Because, like, the language barrier was, like, you could tell he was really trying, and he was doing a great job, but, like, some of the memes were a little bit advanced, and it was just kind of funny. I could hear him thinking.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. Yeah, memes cross cultural burials, or language barriers.
Burials?
Burials?
Memes create cultural burials.
Yeah. So here's one. It's a four-panel meme, and it says things you can't eat without making a mess. And the first picture is ribs. Uh-huh. The second picture is a Nature Valley Crunch Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Third picture is some wings, and the fourth picture is someone's ass.
You can't eat without making a mess.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's not like a summertime activity, you know?
Yeah, it's just in a... And we're talking about licking someone's butthole in there.
Damn, that meme escalated really quickly too, though.
Yeah.
No, I didn't expect that curveball, so props to that.
Hit us with another one.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so this one is like, it's like a tweet. It's like a news like tweet, and it says, millennials replacing engagement rings with diamonds embedded in their fingers.
Oh my god.
And it shows like a picture of someone's hand with a diamond embedded in it, and a comment underneath it says, no the fuck we aren't.
Yeah, right. Do you know anyone that has done that?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
The person who wrote this article probably isn't a millennial.
Mm-mm. No.
They never are.
They're upset that we ruined Olive Garden and TGI Fridays for them.
Let me say this. Every time I get a crispy paper towel that when I use, I recycle. I don't know if they can recycle them, but I put them in there anyway. I think to myself, millennials have ruined the napkin industry. Have you guys heard that?
No,
millennials don't use napkins. They're using paper towels.
Is this just you quoting yourself?
No, I saw it on... Well, it has to be true.
They're like, why would I buy napkins?
Yeah, like when's the last time you went and bought like a 200 pack of napkins?
I guess I am a millennial.
Yeah,
fuck.
Maybe so.
If you're going to a birthday party or something and you want the themes packed.
If I'm going to a birthday party, I'm bringing a gallon of ketchup and a bunch of margarita mix. Do you know of anything that you think millennials have ruined for everyone else?
A lot of older people like will say that we've ruined communication and that we don't have like any good forms of communication. Mm-hmm. But at the same time...
What?
We've created a generation of memes. Man. Like, it could be fucking Kermit the Frog, right? Kermit the Frog mm-hmm. with, like, a shitty caption above it. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've ruined communication or lost communication skills. I think we've just evolved.
Yeah, and it's... And
let me just stop you guys real quick and say that's the realest shit we've ever heard on a show ever.
Yeah, that's great. Appreciate that.
That is really cool. And we have more forms of communication than ever before.
Instantaneous communication.
Yeah, and memes... We can just talk about everything in memes now.
Speaking of memes, I saw a relatable meme to this same discussion, and it was like people on a train today, and it was everyone's looking on their phone, and then underneath it, it was like people on a train in 1916, and it's just a bunch of people looking at newspapers, and you can't see anyone's face.
Yeah. Totally. I thought you were going to say it was a bunch of people like drinking and partying and having a great time and just throwing all caution to the wind.
Regional trains with a bar car, that's still a party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Party for one, usually.
Let me get that pimento and cheese sandwich and like a lukewarm Bud Light. Yeah. I'm going to get lit in this place.
Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My pussy feel like a lake. He want to swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new wave. When I go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me.
Have you ever heard of this Cardi B, Brianne?
Oh, yeah. So, she was a stripper. And
God bless her.
She started making music. And, she's from New York. She's from the Bronx. So she was a stripper, and then she kind of, like, started getting clout mm-hmm. on Love and Hip Hop.
If, like, a stripper, like, composed her own music to dance to and had her own club, would it be, like, the stripper equivalent of B.B. King's?
Wait, B.B. King has a nightclub?
B.B. King's got a nightclub, a bunch of them, like, and he plays at them, and, you know. But would that be the same thing?
I think if, like, a stripper... just wrote her own music and had her own venue, I think that would just be called a Nicki Minaj concert.
Oh!
Oh. It Have you guys heard that conspiracy theory that Nicki Minaj is just Jay-Z sped up? And have you, like, heard that?
I like that. It's fun.
No,
they both got that New York flow.
Slow down a Nicki Minaj song, it sounds just like Jay-Z. Wow. If you speed up the Jay-Z song, it sounds just like Nicki Minaj.
Wow.
It's literally crazy.
I went and cop the chopsticks. Put it in my bun, just to pop shit.
Just to pop shit. I'm always in the top shit. Box seats, bitch, fuck the gossip.
I will say this about Cardi B. She has, this is my well actually moment.
I wish you could see the look in his eyes right now.
Is it mansplaining?
He's like getting ready to wind up for something good.
I got a pitch over the pitch of your way.
And he just said mansplaining. Here we go.
Hold on. Is this mansplaining if you're talking about Cardi B?
If a man is talking,
it definitely is.
Let me just set it up. Matt, could you please mansplain Cardi B to us?
Thanks for explaining that.
Now I just,
let's hear it
now
from
I
man.
Asked for you to do it. So
Cardi B has the biggest selling women's hip hop album ever since Lauryn Hill's classic, seminal masterpiece, Mass Education of Lauryn Hill.
Her song, Bodak Yellow, was like the number one on the hip-hop chart for a long time.
People talk about Riff Raff as a joke, and he is like a character of something, but like you never know what he's going to say, so it makes people want to like listen to him or watch what he's going to do, and Cardi B has that same thing, I feel like. Like, if you see interviews with her, she's just wild.
When I used to fuck this guy, he had a girlfriend. He used to bring her dogs to my house and shit. That we used to be kissing one another, the double. I mean, if I ever give my man a threesome, it's gonna be out of town. So I can make sure he never gonna see that bitch again. Cause I would dead kick that bitch out butt ass naked from the fucking telly.
Nothing I want to tell the people out there at all.
I want to tell the people out there that thank you for supporting me, and if you don't, suck my dick. And I know you think because I'm a woman I don't have a dick, but I have a pink dildo in my dresser.
I like her. I like her personality. I like she's funny, okay? But I feel like she is what it would be like if we made, like, an 8-year-old rapper famous.
It's Lil Tay. Let me tell y'all something. This shit costs more than your rent. My toilet costs more than your rent.
It's Jesse here, and this is a little special report. The reason I'm calling you now in the future, or now in the past, is because in the time that we talked to you, up until the time we were just about to release this, a star was born and then died.
You're talking about Lil Tay.
What is going on with Lil Tay?
Okay, so for the people who don't know, she came out of nowhere, really. Started like a YouTube channel and like an Instagram page, and said that she was the youngest flexa of the century at 9 years old. And her videos would consist of her like being in mansions or fancy cars and cussing and smoking carrots, pretending it's drugs the whole time while she's like, I'm serious. I'm just chasing my dream. Yeah, she was on Good Morning America. They had her on talking about her behavior and everything. And, like, I understand how, like, she can be like, oh, I want to do this. Yeah, but at the same time, you're 9 years old. Do you really have enough, like, life experience? And do you have enough knowledge to decide what you want to do for the rest of your life? And, like, if that's really the behavior you want to do?
She can't be running around acting like that when she doesn't even know what she's talking about. But, so she came out on a bunch of TV stations, right? And, like, wasn't she with her mom?
Yeah, it was on Good Morning America, and she was with her mom and her brother, and they were talking about it. First interviewing them was like, oh, well, there's been accusations that you were filming in someone else's house, because her mom actually was a realtor in Canada before they moved to Los Angeles, and is still a realtor, I guess, but I guess she got fired or had to resign from her job because she was letting her daughter film in these mansions that weren't hers. They were listed for sale.
And
was filming in her boss's car. And he was like, wait, I never said you guys could do this. This is so not okay. So she had to resign from her job or got fired. So she got called out for that. And then when they brought that up on Good Morning America, Lil Tay was like, oh, no one has proof of that. And I'm like, it's on her Instagram page that there's this proof.
Which
like,
they just took down. The Instagram page is scrapped. Yes. There's not even a profile pic. There's 2.4 million followers on a blank Instagram page now. That is like the biggest Instagram graveyard.
I mean, honestly, I think her account should have been completely deleted. I think Zuck should get on that.
Because yeah, she's 9 come
years
on,
old,
Zuck.
And in terms of conditions, you have to be 13 years old to run your own account.
Maybe Zuck is a fan of Lil Tay. Maybe Lil Tay flexes so hard that they let her keep it.
I'm only 9 years old. I ain't got no license, but I still drive this sports car, bitch. Your favorite rapper ain't even doing it like Lil Tay.
I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man. I feel just like a rock star. Brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a Rasta.
Have you guys ever thought about what it would sound like if every person on earth all blinked
farted.
Oh. At the same time? Oh,
farted. Oh, blinked?
Yeah. What if everyone on
do you think it would create like a person, windstorm?
Like every person on earth, all
blinked?
60 billion.
I thought
people,
you were going to say clap.
No, we all blinked. I thought you were going to say clap. If we all blinked at the exact same time,
nothing would happen.
I think something really annoying would happen. Yeah.
What do you think, Brianna?
Blink? Like everyone just close their eyes?
You know, like a blink. You know what a blink is, right?
I
Your
think
eyes
for,
close and open.
I think
fast.
For one split second, people would stop murdering each other. It would be the most
it's
peaceful
like,
split second in
yeah,
the universe's
like a
history.
Blink of silence.
What if everyone in the world stubbed their toe at the same time?
That you would definitely
hear. You would hear that.
You just hear this. Yeah, this.
I want to create a worldwide movement where everyone takes a minute to close their eyes for like 30 seconds.
You know, some more like serious people who have thought about world peace and things have thought about the idea if everyone in the world was meditating at the same time, that would probably invert our planet and suck up the sun.
Well, a lot of people would have to stay up really late to do that, so I don't know if that's gonna happen.
We are very close to
I
being
it. What it can be.
The whole planet, everyone having a smartphone, and you know you get those Amber Alerts, and it's like Amber Alert,
oh,
gray
says
Toyota. It'll be like Amber Alert, blink in 10 seconds.
You couldn't call it an Amber Alert, though.
No, you call it a blink alert. Needs a catchier title. What do you think, Brian? What could it, like, Blink Jam?
I think it should, like, send out, like, a signal so when, like, you open the notification, it just shines a really bright light on their face.
Oh, yeah, with your camera, your front-facing camera. Oh, my God, and it takes a snap photo of it, and then it emails it into a server somewhere.
Oh my God.
The whole world.
That would be amazing.
It just sends you an email that says, we did it.
Yeah.
We did it.
We made this sphere with 380
that's
people's
like,
faces on it.
That's like a Black Mirror episode.
It is.
Brian, seen any good memes lately?
Oh, yeah. Let me open back up my
What does your boyfriend think right now? Is he like, God, get off the phone?
Like, these dudes are so lame on this.
He's sitting next to me, just playing Overwatch.
Fuck yeah!
Cool, total trooper. I like.
What character is he? Trixie, Bam Bam, Boomer, Flipper, or Blastoid?
He's playing Doomfist right now.
Oh, Doomfist! Shout out to all the Doomfist players out there.
Let's talk about some memes, Brianne.
Here's one. It's a picture of Kermit the Frog.
Uh huh.
And the caption says, when older people say, you're too young to be tired. All right, Margaret, you're too old to be alive, but here we are.
Yes. And who likes to be told they look tired? That is like the worst thing.
Yeah. I did it once to someone and I was like, you know what? Never doing that again.
Yeah.
Never.
I saw this meme today that was it's the Pope and he's got like this, looks like a towel on his head. And he's like flipping it back like he's fucking Solange or something. And he
what is Solange?
Knowles.
Oh, Solange. Shit, man!
And it's
I just
a,
lost.
And he's just
three cool points.
Flipping it back and
four.
And he says, first of all, bitch, you don't even want to know what your man said in confession last week. So take a seat.
Oh,
look out!
Shit, he's doing a hair flip.
Yes,
yeah, so
he's good
with a schmuck.
Yeah, with a
with his garment.
You got anything you want to confess, Brianne? Anything you need to confess?
Anything
us?
I want to confess?
Yeah.
Do you have an internet? Do you have a Facebook faux pas that you want to confess?
No, I don't use Facebook because it's for old people. Have you guys seen the meme where it's like how my family sees the internet router and it looks like a supercomputer and it's like versus how I see it and it's literally just like an actual internet router with like an on and off switch and a plug into the wall?
You should actually see the internet router that this guy has in his living room that we're recording.
Pull
right
the
now.
Photo up, dude.
It's bigger than the device we're recording this podcast
on. It is enormous, and it has like 10 antennas on it.
Let me give a shout out to my boy Teddy, because he is on that tip with them search engines and looking up the best of these things to buy.
And I bet he can look up even better stuff now.
Powerful as all get out. And you know what it looks like? It looks like the Nebuchadnezzar from the Matrix.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking spider spaceship.
I think it's known for boosting your signal.
It heats us with radiation.
Yeah.
Is what it does.
Yeah. I'm actually
whenever
sunburned
I walk
on one side
house,
of my body.
I know the memes before I even look at them because it's just feeding them right into my head.
It's very strong Wi-Fi.
I call that thing my Pornhub pumper.
No, you know that they can actually make, though, they can make a 3D map of your house from your Wi-Fi modem. And your Wi-Fi modem, just saying, Bo.
This thing is mapping my inside of my body
right
now.
Yeah, it is mapping the inside of your body. It is mapping the dust
what I
collecting
eat.
In the corners. It knows everything in your fridge.
That router is like, you listen to the Gap Band 32 times in a row.
There's like a certain rhythm or a flow
I'm
you
sure
have to
there
get
is,
in.
There
on
is
it.
When you move your body.
Yeah.
Oh, are you quapping?
I'm not near a computer actually.
Oh,
she's not currently quapping is her status.
Fair enough. Yeah. Here's what I want to know: how do I go forward? Oh my god.
Well, we were supposed to go out tonight, but I think Bowman quapping. Has found a new
we're
new hobby.
I just went like 3 meters the wrong way.
Brianne. Whew. Anyways,
I got sweaty playing quap.
Bowman's giving me the single to wrap it up. He wants to play quap in the privacy of his own
space. Yeah, I'm
going to
kick
space.
Everybody out. To play.
In the meantime, thank you for calling in. Thank you for talking
thank
to
you,
us.
Thank you, Brianne.
Thank you for being the first Gold Star fan.
Yeah, you are the winner.
How did you find out about our podcast?
Oh, good question.
On iTunes?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know, like, I've been trying to listen to other podcasts, and I just don't really like the format of other podcasts where they're like, they like talk a little bit, and then they're like, oh, if you want the rest of this podcast, go to this website and pay for it. Like, no, fuck you.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Podcasts for the people.
So I just typed in memes, and then your guys just like came up, and I listened to it, and I was like, oh, this shit's
good. Wow, you found us through the good graces of that confession booth guy in space.
Yeah, I typed in memes and there it was.
Holy
and then
shit.
You guys had an Instagram, so I followed it.
Hell yeah.
That's incredible. I just wanted to whisper on my dying bed in 2019 to my grandson. I wanted to say, we had someone look up our podcast by just searching memes on iTunes. And those will be my last words on this mortal earth.
Next year.
And, also,
I'm going soon. I'm checking out.
Okay, Brad, we're going to let you go.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for talking to us.
Okay.
You have a great day.
Keep on memeing. All right, later.
See y'all.
Love you.
Later.
All right, bye.